Welcome to the 2023 series of the Property Report podcast by Property Guru. This year, we will be exploring the latest trends surrounding the real estate industry across different markets in Asia. For our next episode, we will figure out how artificial intelligence is transforming property investment in Asia. Joining us to talk about this now popular topic, thanks to ChatGPT, are the highly respected judges of the Property Guru Asia Property Awards series. Let's start with Mr. Ken Ip, Chairman, Asia MarTech Society and Chairperson, Mainland China Judging Panel. Next, we have Mr. Sanjeet Hemant Kumar, Founder and CEO, SHK Global Ventures and Member, India Judging Panel. And we have Ms. Tita Ann, Managing Director, PropNext Cambodia and Member, Cambodia Judging Panel. Thank you, dearest judges, for being with us today. First things first, do you see the adaptation of artificial intelligence in property investment in your respective markets?
Well, I think AI is definitely making its mark in the property investment market in Asia, and especially in my region, which is China and Hong Kong. I think there are some really impressive developments happening in this space, with many platforms using AI already, you know, to analyze all kinds or all types of data, from property listings to user behavior. You know, by crunching all these data, they're able to generate valuable insights that can help inform investment decisions. And it's not just about the platforms. We're also seeing more and more players in the market utilizing machine learning algorithms to analyze, you know, historical performance data with the goal of predicting, you know, kind of future trends. And this is really exciting development, as it can help investors identify, you know, high potential opportunities and make more informed decisions. So overall, I definitely see AI continuing to play a major role in the property investment market throughout Asia and in the years to come. And as with, you know, any technology, there'll be challenges and risk to navigate. But I believe that the benefits of AI are too great to ignore. And it's an exciting time to be in the property investment game now.
Absolutely. I very much agree with Ken. And, you know, as the real estate market is booming, right, in Asia, we have China, Hong Kong, India, all doing well. We are now the largest so-called populated country in the world after China. We are the most populated country. And what is interesting about India is especially that during the pandemic, we have been, you know, we have been using and adapting to technology and digitization much more earlier than we would have normally done, right? We were all sitting at home for 2 years during the pandemic. So there was no other alternative but to get used to what technology is offering us. So that technology adaptation took place, it emerged during the pandemic. The Indian government itself has been at the forefront in promoting digitization, promoting the technology enablement. All these reasons have actually propelled the so-called PropTech industry in India to go forward. And artificial intelligence is obviously at the center of whatever technology enablement is going on. So like what Ken said, even in India, we have now multiple PropTech companies, and we have realized the importance of AI, right from data analytics, market intelligence, matching the properties with the demand. So AI is going to continue. And as far as real estate investments are concerned, I'll just give you a very important insight as far as India is concerned. Right now, property investments, you know, over the last 5, 7, 8 years, we were not having a lot of investments into Indian real estate. The Indian investors had moved out and moved to other forms of investment. But because of technology enablement, because of fractional ownership, because of various kind of so-called, you know, there has been a lot of transparency because of blockchain, we now have the adaptation of technology. And the Indian real estate now is going to be, actually we are booming right now, where in the next 2 years, we're going to be a $1 trillion economy. And it is going to be PropTech, it's going to be technology, and it's going to be AI which is going to be fueling the growth of PropTech in India.
Thank you, Sanjeev. Ms. Tita, if you want to add to that?
Yeah. Actually, I can say that it's special for Cambodia compared to other countries that you just shared. Cambodia is quite new in terms of technology and AI for property investment. So we can see that these couple years, there are some launching of AI technology. However, only some company that they are using AI to control database, for sales system, for property valuation, but it's not fully formed and being used by investor yet because Cambodia is quite young and everything being developed in terms of infrastructure, technology, and most of the part that's for Cambodia.
For our next question, if yes, how has its use evolved in your market in recent years? If not, do you see this evolving in the near future, particularly with the growing popularity of ChatGPT and other AI tools?
Well, I think the use of AI in real estate market has really taken off in recent years, as you've said, and the possibilities are really exciting. You know, we're already seeing, you know, several key big developers, let's say in China, for example, they're already using AI to optimize building operations and maintenance. While you have the real estate agents and the platforms also using like things like chatbots and other AI tools to improve customer engagement and lead generation. And I think it's pretty remarkable how much progress has been made in such a short amount of time. And let's talk about the natural language processing for a minute. You know, ChatGPT and other language models have really captured the public's attention in recent months, and for good reasons. I mean, these models are incredibly powerful and they're being used in all kinds of industries, including real estate investing. I think with things like ChatGPT, investors can now analyze, you know, huge data sets of sales or rental prices to identify different trends and predict future prices. And this kind of insight is incredibly valuable for investors, and it can help them make, you know, better decisions and stay ahead of the curve. And it's amazing to see how AI and ChatGPT in particular are revolutionizing the real estate industry and making it more accessible and efficient for everyone. And I really believe that we're only scratching the surface of what's possible with AI in this space. And I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yeah. Tita, you want to carry on? Let's hear Cambodia now.
Let me go first.
Let's speak last.
For Cambodia, we still face a challenge, as I mentioned, in terms of infrastructure, fund and funding especially. In terms of the impact of the ChatGPT and other AI tool, actually, it could potentially contribute to develop the AI in Cambodia by increasing awareness and interest in the technology. They also could serve as a tool for business and organization. In overall, I think that when the evolution of AI in Cambodia, it may not be repeat as the some other country like Hong Kong or India and other country in Asia. There is potential for growth in the near future, actually, more investment in support from the government and private sector. So this could help elaborate for development AI in our country.
How is the government supporting Tita? Is your Cambodia government also supporting a lot of technology?
So far, a little bit. But this is needed for Cambodia. Yeah, fully support from government. That's the most important for us.
Yeah. So, Tina and Ken, I think that's what's interesting, you know. Because India being a large country, and because we have a very proactive government, the center, I think that's where the big change is for India. And we also are home to technology in terms of tech entrepreneurs. We have a very formal and a very, very well-formed education system in our country. Today, a lot of the CEOs of IT companies are all of Indian origin. So that gives a lot of, you know, push to what India, in a way, the India PropTech industry is going. So having said that, as I said earlier, AI is being used. I will give you a few more exact user case or case studies. We are now using AI for property valuation. And just like Ken said, it's being used for risk assessment and for due diligence, property search, for recommendation. There's a lot of analytics which we can do now. So we know using the AI tools, we can do a lot of prediction, a lot of analytics, which is going to help the investor to make an informed decision. We have a lot of smart property management now. As I said, we have blockchain. So we're going to be seeing a lot of emergence of property management, which is going to help again, you know, whenever the property is managed properly, the appreciation of the property happens. So that is again going to give a lot of boost to the investment, so-called entire, you know, life cycle. And again, in real estate, like I said, we have now virtual property tools which are being used. As I said, during the pandemic, we had a lot of challenges. So we're going to be seeing all these, there are other multiple other tools which are now being used and by adopted. As I said, we have a lot of prop tech companies which we see which are emerging. And I can see a very, very strong adaptation and enablement of AI in Indian real estate industry.
For our next question, how can AI help investors make more informed and profitable real estate investment decisions in Asia?
I think that's a really tough question. I think, honestly, I don't have a perfect answer for it. But I do think that one of the biggest advantages of AI is its ability to create a kind of like personalized experience. Take ChatGPT or other chatbots, for example. Investors can now interact with different AI power tools to receive tailored information, you know, based on their own interests and needs. And this not only saves time, but also helps investors make informed decisions. And I think AI can also help investors, you know, spot emerging trends or, you know, uncover different investment opportunities that might have gone unnoticed otherwise. So it can provide, you know, real-time data and insights to optimize, for example, like investment portfolios, kind of enabling these investors to make changes quickly and stay up to date. And I think another way that AI can help investors is by improving the overall efficiencies. So by automating, you know, a lot of the time-consuming tasks such as, you know, property valuations, you know, doing all the legal due diligence, even contract management. And I think this is where AI can help save investors time and also help reduce the risk of human error. But having said that, I think it's important to remember that AI should not be seen as a replacement for, you know, human expertise. I think while AI-generated insights and kind of predictions can be valuable, but human intuition and experience is still essential, you know, for making, you know, well-informed investment decisions. So I think therefore, investors should kind of view AI as sort of like a complementary tool to kind of help or aid their decision-making processes rather than, you know, kind of relying, you know, solely on these AI-generated insights.
Absolutely, Ken. When we have the emergence and the popularity of ChatGPT, and I was just reading a few days back, we had a JP Morgan, there was a news where JP Morgan is now using AI, using ChatGPT, even for wealth advisory, right? When we talk about real estate and property investments, we're now moving ahead where we have the larger companies looking at using AI for a lot of their predictive analytics in terms of stock market and various other, which are much more, you know, complex and much more, you know, difficult as compared to property. But yes, like what Ken said, and what is going to do is for the investor, you have a lot of data. See, the whole idea of AI is that there's a lot of data which is available. There are property historical data. There are trends. All these are going to be put together in a very, you know, layman plain language. And they're going to be used. They're going to use AI. They're going to use AI tools for predicting all the kind of analytic data which has already been collated. So it's historical data, which is then going to be used for a predictive data analysis, which is where the investor will have a lot of idea. We can do a lot of, you know, and those tools are also obviously the so-called tech companies and the prop tech companies which are going to be providing. And like what Ken said, that we all need to understand that technology is an enabler. Technology is not a replacement. We cannot, I don't see after 2 or 3 years, even if we have the metaverse, we're going to have an avatar of Tina and a Tina and Ken doing a chat show. No, it's not going to happen, right? We all are going to survive. There are going to be avatars. There are going to be metaverse. We will be using ChatGPT, AI, all these for so-called enabling us in taking better decisions and improving our analysis, which is very, very important. Yeah, so we welcome technology. And like one Ken said, it's not going to replace the human element.
Yeah, I fully agree with both two, with Ken and Sengat. But I want to add, it's about time. Yes, when technology come to implement, the most important is time that can help investor to make a faster decision. For example, it's virtualized. They don't need to go to visit the property. They just use the virtualized video to view the property. And they also have a very comprehensive data to make a clear and a good investment. And furthermore, it's about risk management that Ken already mentioned. So everything is just in one tool that can assess everything, especially risk assessment. And also we can use AI to manage our or investor property well as well. So investor can understand in detail what is going on for their property. Yeah.
On the other hand, what are some of the potential risks associated with relying on AI for real estate investment decisions in Asia?
Good question. Ken, you're going to answer that.
Well, I think...
I've been talking all good about prop tech, about AI. Ken, you answer that.
No, I think AI is great and all, but I think when it comes to real estate investment decisions, I mean, there are certainly some potential risk to watch out for. So for example, like if the data, you know, that we've talked about so much here, is that being the data that we're using and being analyzed, let's say it's incomplete or inaccurate or biased, it can very easily lead to some pretty bad investment outcomes. And let's not forget that some AI algorithms out there, in my opinion, are actually not as smart as what most people think they are. So meaning they might not be able to take account for into, you know, certain factors that can impact real estate performance, like changes in local regulations or even shifts in consumer sentiment. But so you've asked me, like, what's the bottom line then? So I think investors should use AI just as a tool to inform their investment decisions, but not, like I said, rely solely on it. So it's crucial to balance, you know, your AI insights with a human understanding of, you know, each of your local markets and its different nuances. So if you can effectively kind of integrate AI with your own knowledge and expertise, then you have a better, much better chance or much better shot at success in the real estate game. That's my humble opinion.
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree what Ken said. And, you know, any technology will have their flip side, right? But I guess that's, you know, I want to just add one more, my own perspective, you know, and I believe that Asians, right, we all belong to a very intelligent community, right? So both from the professional side, those who are the advisors, if I can call them, the investment managers, we all love investment. China loves to invest into real estate. Internationally, globally, China has been one of the largest investors. Indians love to invest. The other countries are also investing. So having said that, we are quite intelligent. We understand that there could be a risk factor in terms of what kind of AI is suggesting. So we will use our human intelligence. So AI plus human intelligence. So AI and HI is equal to what I see is the future of investments in real estate.
If we refer this to Asia and especially for Cambodia, in my view, it's about a lack of understanding and technology issue. When we talk about technology in Cambodia, it's a bit early for them to understand, for them to get rich. So when there is the implementation of AI, it will be take some time for Cambodia people to adapt with the new technology, and not many people can understand that quickly. So yeah, it's about time and technology issue for Cambodia.
Now, lastly, how do you see AI changing the real estate investment landscape in Asia in the next 5 to 10 years?
Wow. Ken, I'll let you want to continue with that trend. You answering first.
Yeah, no problem. In my opinion, or humble opinion, I think AI is definitely going to have a huge impact on the real estate investment scene in Asia for the next 5-10 years. And I think we are already seeing some pretty cool stuff happening, like with augmented or virtual reality tools for property visualization and inspection. And these some technology can help investors get a better sense of the properties without having to physically be there, which is pretty amazing if you ask me. But I think it's not just about the fancy gadgets and gizmos, AI is also getting more sophisticated all the time, which means it can provide even more accurate and reliable insights to investors. So of course, there'll be, challenges and risks to navigate along the way. So that's why it's important for investors to invest in high quality data collection and analysis tools to ensure that they're making informed decisions based on reliable information. I think at the end of the day, AI is a very powerful tool, no doubt, but it's not a magic wand. So you can't account for everything. So like I said, changes in local regulations or shifts in consumer sentiment. I think investors need to use it in conjunction with their own, knowledge, experience, expertise to get the best results. If they can do that, then I think we're going to see some really exciting things happening in the real estate investment scene in Asia over the next decade.
Yes. Exactly. And as I said at the beginning of our session, that we have a very large consumer base. We also have a very young population. And we are now, the younger generation, unlike the traditional and the conventional businesses where they were working extremely hard, creating value for their businesses, the younger generation, they want to use technology not only to fulfill their daily and upgrade their lifestyle, they also want to upgrade their investment portfolio. So we have a lot of young generation who are tech savvy, who understand the digitization they have, they know what investments are. And this new so-called generation, the new age investors who are now entering the Indian real estate market are going to drive the investments. As I said earlier, we have democratization of investments. The investment ticket size is getting lower because of fractional ownership. More and more young investors who are having the ability and the taking a little bit of a risk because they can make an ROI of 18%, 20% in an alternative investment fund. So we now have AIFs in India, and we are mopping up about 3,000, 4,000 crores of Indian rupees in 1 year's time. The AUM, that is the asset under management for fraction ownership, it's very, very small as compared to the mature market of the US and Europe. But still, India is moving ahead with asset under management of about 3,000 to 4,000 crores. So what I can see the future in the next 3 years, 5 years, is more and more young tech-savvy investors entering into the market to, invest into the smaller ticket size because of the fractional ownership. Those who have a little bit more of a kind of a budget in terms of the ticket size, they can invest through the AIF, which is the alternative investment fund. My last insight here is that the Indian real estate is going through a lot of changes, a lot of transformation. digitalization is happening, corporatization is happening, a lot of international global money is coming in, a lot of funds are coming into the Indian real estate. All this put together is what is giving the boost to the growth of Indian real estate, which again, I said, at the cost of reputation, it is a technology which is going to be enabling this growth. So the fuel and the engine behind the growth engine is technology, which is again powered and enabled by AI. So that's what my submission is for this entire session. So very, very positive outlook, very bullish. We as a company are adopting all these AI tools, and we are very, very confident, and we're looking forward for a very wonderful 4 or 5 years as far as the Indian real estate.
In my view, it is likely that AI will have a significant impact in real estate for our Asia in the next 5 to 10 years. Yes, we already mentioned about predictive analysis that AI can help us, especially to investor in terms of potential market trend, price, rental demand. AI technology also can analyze geographic data, environment factor, and a lot of information inside there. And again, we already mentioned about the property management and visualize video risk management. In overall, AI have a potential to revolution the real estate investment landscape in Asia by enabling more informed decision making for property management, property enhancing or sell time for property inspection, and also improving on risk management.
Well, that's it for another episode of the Property Report podcast by Property Guru. Judges, thank you so much for your wonderful insights. And please don't forget to tune in to our next episode for more exciting topics. And for more information, kindly visit www.asiapropertyawards.com. Thank you once again.